This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Palestinian diplomats are demanding the UN Security Council vote on a draft resolution rejecting U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital. Palestinian Ambassador Riyad Mansour said the resolution wants the United States to scrap its decision on Jerusalem al-Quds. The U.S. found itself isolated at the Security Council last week when all 14 other members, including its allies, condemned the decision. Washington has drawn widespread international condemnation after President Donald Trump recently recognized Al-Quds as Israel's capital. Joining us live now from Seattle is Richard Silverstein, who is a journalist and political commentator. Richard, thanks for joining us. Do you think the United States really cares if it's isolated at the Security Council?
I think that Donald Trump behaves differently than any other U.S. president in our history. So he may personally not care much about this, but I do think that we have a U.S. Congress and we do have branches of government that do care about these things. And I think that the weight of international opposition to our announcement about Jerusalem eventually will focus so much pressure on the United States that we will be forced to go back on this announcement. However, I don't necessarily look to the United Nations as a very effective tool in this. I think it's worth attempting, but even with 14 Security Council members voting in a certain way on this resolution, it doesn't really have a great deal of impact. I think what really has impact is for the nations of the Arab and Muslim world and for the European Union and other forums like that to try to organize a comprehensive response that involves recognizing Palestine as a full member of the United Nations and involves leveling sanctions on the U.S. and Israel. For example, by not accepting visits, diplomatic visits from Israeli diplomats like the Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu did in Paris last week with the President of France, I think that European governments should refuse to see Israelis when they are visiting. They should make known their displeasure with this approach and should do the same with U.S. diplomats as well. There has to be some muscle behind this, and I don't see enough of it right now.
Indeed, and I wanted to ask you then about the OIC summit that just occurred, the emergency summit. Do you think that that was the statement that came out of that and the decisions that came out of that were enough pressure on the U.S.?
I think even though I have some differences with President Erdogan in other areas, I think his strong position on this is a good one, in which he basically says the United States has discredited itself completely as a mediator, as an impartial mediator in the conflict. There needs to be a different way forward, and that's why I called upon the EU and the Arab states to try to coordinate a set of proposals. Maybe Russia could be involved in this as well. The U.S. is gone, as Erdogan said, and I agree with that. I think because of involvement of Saudi Arabia in this, it tends to temper the strength of these statements. Saudi Arabia, as we know, is really moving against the solidarity of the Arab and Muslim world on this and is trying to support an Israeli emasculation of the Palestinian rights and in this, and Saudis are supporting this U.S. brokered peace plan. So wherever the Saudis are involved, the Arab world unfortunately is not going to be able to take as strong a position as it might otherwise.
Very well, Richard, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your sharing your insight with us.